The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge. It's an exciting day on TWATS.
Because we're bringing on Larsa Pippen from Real Housewives of Miami, and we've seen her on so many other shows as well.
I know!
The fan questions were off the hook.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Larsa. We're so excited to have you on, and I am so nervous.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous, too.
I was just telling Teddy, I go, I've been looking forward to this. I'm on vacation, so I wasn't really supposed to be on this, but I'm like, I have to do this. I've been dying to meet Larsa. And I feel like we're interviewing Beyonce.
I mean, you guys are like Destiny's Child. I'm trying to be a part of your group.
So now we're going to do a band together. I love this.
We're going to be like all the other franchises where they have a song at the end awkwardly.
Totally.
Did you see OC and what was the other one? Was it Jersey? Where they did a demo at the end?
They're all like, they did songs.
That's so funny. How's everything?
We are good. How are good. You?
Good.
Are you in Miami?
Yeah, I'm in Miami and loving it. It's been so much fun being back home and just my kids love it. It feels really good to be out.
So do you have a new house in Miami now?
Yeah, I sold our house in Fort Lauderdale and I bought a penthouse for the kids and I in Miami, like downtown Miami.
Oh, is this where you are right now? It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Show you. You see it?
Oh,
stunning.
So you're already filming in the new place.
Kind of.
Well, sometimes they're tricky with when you're in a penthouse and the parking and the HOAs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have moved into a building where they wouldn't want me to film. That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
that would be no good. Yeah. So I had to start guilting Tam because she's on vacation. I'm like, listen, Tam, no, this is the one podcast I can't do alone because Larsa was mad at me. I don't even remember exactly what I said, but I was
By the way, Larsa, Teddy starts a lot of our podcasts out like this with guests. I have a bone to pick with you. I know you're mad at me. I'm like,
No, normally it's not.
It's my turn to pick a bone with you.
That's what I'm saying. She has a bone to pick with
me. I know. So this is kind of the reverse, but
yeah.
Okay.
So to remind me what I did that pissed you off, and I'm going to take accountability for it.
I started following you guys in your show, and I'm super proud of you guys. I'm like, oh, I love the fact, you know, I have this podcast, and it's like so cool because you guys are both so real. And, you know, I follow you, Teddy, and literally you like comment on my stuff. I comment on your stuff, and then I'm watching your podcast, and you're like, to Tamara, you're like, you're Team Larsa? Oh, okay. And then it was like three or four times that I felt like you were just like, you didn't see my point of view from last season and how like, you know, how Adriana and I were butting heads. And I feel like for me, like I'm a girl's girl. You know, if you tell me there's something you don't want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to like dig into your personal life. I don't care. I have a lot going on in my real life that like, I'm just not like that, you know? But last season, when I was on the show, I just felt like there were like real boundaries, you know? And I can't go to a restaurant where like grown women are just yelling and cursing at each other. I just don't do that. I'll just leave. You know, I'm just in a place in my life. Like, I don't think I did that when I was 21. I'm definitely not going to do it, you know, in this phase of my life.
Yeah.
And so for me, like the whole thing with Adriana, I was like, how did you not see that? Like the first three times, you guys, she was like yelling at me, cursing at me. All I said to her is, hey, I don't want to talk about my friend's husband's penis. Like, that's so wrong to me on so many different levels. And you can have those conversations. Just don't have them when I'm at the table. Like, I just was like, hey, respect my boundaries. And that was my whole thing. Just talk about whatever husband, whatever guy you want to talk about. I just don't want to be put in a situation where I'm like looking like I'm crazy. You know, like I don't have these kind of conversations. And so literally I took you guys until I was at the point of like, let me tell you what it's, you know what I mean? Like, let me give you a piece of my mind type thing. And so that's why I was like, girl, Teddy, you like, you didn't see that? Like, that's kind of like,
I mean, here's,
and I did.
Tamara saw it from the beginning. And I have to say, it took me a little bit of a time because, and I'm not making excuses for myself because in hindsight, and especially once we got to the reunion, I completely saw your side, but in my mind, you sign up for the show, and unfortunately, not much is off limits.
But I'm okay. Like, I'm okay. If you want to talk about me, I can defend myself. If you want to talk about me, if you want to talk about the people that are in my life, but it's just awkward to talk about someone that's on a whole nother network.
Especially if somebody that's not on the show, especially the context of it too, like, I don't want to talk about anybody's penis if they're on the show or not on the show. Like, husband's penises.
Tam, you are so full of it. We have talked about somebody's penis on this podcast before, and not Kanye's.
I've only talked about your penis, Teddy.
No, we talked about Sweet James's penis.
Oh, but that's a different story. We were brought.
Both of you like are having words, but one of you is like, by the way, I'm not comfortable. Like, if you're trying to be my friend, if you're trying to come for me, it's cool because I could come for you too. I'm from Chicago. I'm good for it, but. If you're just trying to like act like you're trying to be my friend, but then I'm telling you, hey, I'm not comfortable with this conversation, then I'm just not comfortable with this conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I was coming from. If it had something to do with like me or like my, I'm such an open book. Like, my whole life has been like an open book. You know, I was with Scotty when I was 21 years old. So literally, like, that's all I've ever known is to be open and honest with everything. And I'm okay with that. And I know what I signed up for on the show. And I'm, you know, I love being on the show. It's like my social media. I show everything. I show all aspects of my life, but it's like certain things that are just like, and you're known to be a liar. Like, why do I want to?
I have to say that's where she got me. This is where I had to do the flip. I'm watching it as a viewer. You have to understand, not as somebody who I'm enjoying on social media. I'm watching each week as it happens. But when I saw her whole thing about she would refuse to get filler or Botox, blah, blah, blah. And then all that came out and it was like showing that she was getting it. And somebody, I was like, okay, maybe some of this was solely for attention. I totally see Larsa's side. And when I am wrong, I say I'm wrong. So I apologize. I apologize for what I didn't see there, but it made for really good television.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the show. It's like 50% of the viewers are going to see it one way and the other 50% are going to see it another way. And, you know, and Teddy and I are often split two different directions.
It's two of you, right? I know. I get it.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, we love you. We wanted you on here set for months now, back when Miami was airing for the first time. And we know that you guys can't really get on these podcasts when you're airing and, you know, a little bit of conflict. But we're so happy that we have you now.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm happy to be here.
I mean, it was to the point where I almost splurged and did the 1099 for the OnlyFans just to see some action. Like,
my subscription's free, you guys.
So it is?
Yeah, that's where I was like, it's free. It's not like I don't post anything that I wouldn't post on my Instagram. It's literally like, you know, it's things that I'm like, should I post on Instagram? No, it's kind of like for people that really want to see me.
Well, why would you post on Instagram when you can make money on the
other one? Like, it's just like super exclusive content, things that I want to share behind the scenes that I don't like. When I think of my Instagram, I think like, oh, like I'm bored, let me post. Whereas when I think of my OnlyFans, it's like in real time, I'm like, oh, let me show them what I'm doing. Let them, you know,
more like a Snapchat.
Well, it's more like a business.
Yeah.
Right. And you're a smart businesswoman.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense for me.
Okay. Yeah. So taking it way back, how did you originally get cast on Miami the first time around?
I don't remember, it was like 10 years ago. I feel like I was talking to like Christy Rice that was on the show and she was like, do you want to do this? And at first I was like 10 years ago, reality TV is not what it is today. You know, it was like, I was married to like an athlete and he didn't like it. And I kind of convinced him like, hey, let me try it. Let me do it. And so I kind of fell into it, to be honest with you, not even knowing. I never watched reality TV. Like I never was one of those people that watched it. I don't even watch TV, you guys. So I watch movies. I'm like a movie like junkie. I can sit and watch like 10 movies back to back, like all day, all night. But I don't really watch like random TV. Like now I do. Like now I watch Housewives. I'm obsessed with the franchise, but like I'm not one of those people that just like sits at home and goes through channels, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Well, it was pretty crazy when we went back and watched the original versus the production quality now. I mean, you guys, it looks so beautiful. Everything is glossy and lifestyle. And back then, it's like the difference in just the overall show.
But I feel like across the board, though, I mean, your guys' gallery shot blows everybody's out of the water. I mean, Dubai is pretty amazing. But I'm like, this is how it's done.
Right. No, it really was. It was a better experience this time around for me. You know, I felt like for season one wasn't, you know, I feel like they didn't put a lot of money into the production and stuff. And this season, last season was just, you know, better. Everything was better.
Yeah.
So how did you decide to come back?
I was talking to Andy Cohen on DM, and he's like, you know, we were just DMing back and forth. And then I was like, is Miami coming back? And he's like, I don't know. Do you want me to come back? Like, we were just talking like that. And then he just had the producers, like, all the producers reach out to you. And then it just kind of happened.
Hold on. So you're responsible for bringing it back?
I mean, I don't know if I'm like responsible, but we did talk about it. He's like, would you want to do a show? And I was like, yeah, I would want to do a show. And I didn't know it was like, let's do a show.
And then how are the kids? How are they adjusting to the cameras now that they're older? Like,
I asked them, I was like, hey, do you guys want to be on the show? Do you care if I do the show? And they were like, no, you should do it. My older son, who is gearing up for the NBA draft on the 23rd, was like, I don't want to be on a reality TV.
Yeah.
So I'm gearing up for the NBA. My second son, Preston, has filmed with me a few times. My daughter's filmed with me, but my 16-year-old son has been traveling with like AAU for basketball. So he's kind of on the road every weekend. I mean, some of my kids want to do it. Some of them don't, which is fine with me. I give them the option.
Yeah, that's good. Will we see Scotty?
No.
No.
But he's okay with you doing it.
He's great. Yeah.
What would you say for our listeners, the best advice you would give for good co-parenting? Because whatever we've seen seems like you guys do it pretty seamlessly.
I feel like, you know, I kind of do, in my mind, any relationship I like go into when I leave, I kind of feel like what's the purpose, right? So like for me, I always have to have a great relationship with Scotty. I have four amazing kids with him. I've spent half my life with him. So whatever he says, whatever he does, I'm always going to come, it's going to come from a place of love and how I react to, you know, dealing with him. And, you know, sometimes we have differences, but I always go back to like, you know, our intentions, like we love our kids, we love each other. So I just kind of work on that and focus on that more so than like all the little things. It's like, I think focus on the big picture rather than like the small things, the small problems.
That you can't control.
Right. It's like at the end of the day, like we both want our kids to feel so good and be happy. And so I could never talk bad about him. He could never talk bad about me because that wouldn't make my kids feel good.
Well, that's what most divorced parents do. They talk bad about the other parents, and then it puts the children in therapy, basically, because it's just so damaging to the kids going through, you know, my divorce. That's all that happened. And it really hurts the kids. So I applaud you guys for doing it the right way.
And then how do you let like non-jealousy creep in? Like if one of you starts dating somebody else, do you guys know if that's happening, or do you just not even talk about that aspect?
No, I like, he's had girlfriends, I've had boyfriends. I don't really like talk about a relationship. I just want to make sure he's happy and that he knows that we love him. Like I love him. I, you know, every time I talk to him, I'm like, you're good. You feel good. Okay. I love you. If you need me, I'm here. Like,
I know sometimes I couldn't tell if you were talking to your son on the phone or him.
I know. Me too.
I know. I feel like it's probably my husband, like my ex-husband.
Because I was like, that was so friendly and loving. Like, I need to know, is that the son or is that the ex-husband?
I mean, I love him. Like, I love him. You can't like spend so much time and have kids and go through all this stuff and not love that person.
How long were you guys together?
We were married for 21 years.
Oh my God.
And then because we went through a divorce, we would have been married for 24 years.
Wow.
And how long have you been divorced?
Girl, not even a year.
Oh my gosh. So why did you leave the show originally? So you were on the first season and then you left.
He wasn't like, I don't think he really wanted me to be on the show. Like, I think he gave, you know, he let me do it season one, but then he was like, it's so time consuming. Like, you know, I don't think we should do it.
So it was your decision to bow out.
I just don't feel like it was like the right time for me in my life. Scotty didn't like it. He didn't want to film. He was like a nightmare every time the camera crew was at my house.
Yeah. A lot of guys don't like it.
Well, especially because if you're used to a certain pattern in your relationship. And then what I noticed with my husband was like, I wasn't available to do all of the things that he was used to me being able to do. And then his feelings would get hurt. And he'd be like, what do you mean? You were out last night. I'm like, this isn't a choice. This is a job. I'm not like just going out every night.
Yeah. I think it's hard on a lot of the husbands when, you know, especially if you've been married a long time and you're literally, truly, it's stay at home mom. And then all of a sudden you're busy jet setting everywhere and lunches and drinking. And the husbands are like, what are you doing?
He couldn't get over the fact. And he's like he was used to making $23 million a year playing basketball. And he's like, if I'm not making, you know, millions of dollars, I'm not spending time away from my family. You're spending time away from your kids and you're making nothing. And I was like, you're kind of right. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, but you got to work your way up, like any job.
Right.
Like,
you know, it was cool. I was really like focused on my kids. They were younger. They needed me. We ended up moving back to Chicago, though we moved to LA. And so I feel like I have no regrets. I enjoyed season one. The next two seasons, I'm sure was great. You know, I was happy with my kids. So.
And who now that you're filming again, like who do you feel like you're closest with right now?
I feel like I'm closest to like Lisa and Alexia.
How is Lisa doing? Yes, I felt like that was coming at the reunion, but he pissed me off the whole season. I got to be honest. He pissed me off the whole season.
Yeah, no, I feel like it was kind of tough to watch.
Yeah.
Is she doing okay?
Oh, she's, you know, every day is like a new day. She's working her way back, you know?
Well, she looks beautiful.
Well, and it's so, and whenever it's so public like that, and you're seeing the pictures, the new girl, all the things, it's brutal.
I love seeing you guys together.
Like, yeah.
We literally have so much fun together, you guys. Like, it's always a blast. We like die laughing. Like, we'll be crying, and then like 10 minutes later, we'll be like hugging and like, I love you. I love you too. So we just like, we always have fun together.
Oh. When does your show air?
I don't know.
Are you still filming or done filming?
No, we're still filming.
Still filming. Oh, so you guys have a ways.
Not to tell us who, but is there any new housewives?
I don't think so. A lot of familiar faces.
Okay, but we have to ask this too.
Every time I do a podcast, I get in trouble. They're like,
yeah, then don't say anything.
Then don't say. Yeah.
I'm like, honestly, I don't even see anything. It's whatever's online. They're like, it's different. Like,
well, because it's clickbait. It is what it is. But yeah. Our big question, this has been everywhere, so I don't think it would get you in trouble. But Kiki was never at the reunion, but now I'm seeing her in all these pictures filming with you guys.
Yeah, no, Kiki's so much fun. She is gorgeous. Like, I think, you know, when you're new and it's like there's other girls that have like really strong relationships, it's kind of hard to like get in. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to like fit in, kind of thing. Just takes time. This year was like a better year for it.
How's your jewelry line doing?
It's good. It is good.
Okay. Yeah. How do we get some of that?
It's at Saks. It's on my website, larsamarie.com.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. It's really cute, guys.
Congratulations on that.
All right. We do a part. Let's take a quick little break and then we come back and do fan questions. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Well, these we can't be accountable for, but
I'm good.
Whatever you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer.
Tam, you can't.
No, she can't get in trouble.
This is about her dating life. This first one. You're just gonna have to take some breaths.
Okay.
The first one is: are you dating anyone currently?
Yes.
Do we get to see him?
A little bit.
Oh!
A
little bit.
Okay, the next one is, what were these pics of you and Scott Disick? Is he on this season of Miami?
No.
Are you guys friends?
We've been friends forever. We always stay in touch. Our kids are really close. He was in Miami, so he was texting me like, hey, come over, let's go to dinner, let's go to the pool. And I was just finished filming, and I was 5 minutes away from his hotel. And so I went over to say hi to him, and I literally stayed an hour and just died laughing. Like, he's so fun. He's got the best personality. And that was basically it. We just talked about our kids and, like,
life and, yeah. Okay.
Were you worried about coming back to the show after being gone for so long?
No, I feel like I was ready. Like, I was like, yeah, I want to go back. Like, it's going to be different. I'm not going to feel so, like, you know, I can show more, because I felt like when I was married before, it was kind of hard to show, like, you know, a lot more than you want to, because you're like my husband was a superstar. So it was like, I had to protect him, his brands, the NBA is just kind of different, you know? Now this time around, I felt like I could be more open.
Better timing.
Yeah. Do you think there's anyone on the current cast that you will probably never click with? You don't have to say who.
No, I feel like they're, you know, we go through ups and downs. I'm willing to, like, move forward.
Right. Do you think this is my question. Do you think this season is going to be a more dynamic more drama than the first season, because now you guys have filmed together and you've developed better friendships and shit happens.
Let me just say this to you. This season is going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Like, crazy.
I can't wait.
Can you give us any tea that's not going to get you in trouble, but that can get people, like, is okay, it so...
Teddy, I can't, but just I promise you, it's going to be like everyone's batshit crazy this year. I don't know what it is.
That's all we needed. That's what
that's all we needed.
We need to know, is it going to be crazy?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy and good and just, it's fun.
Who's the most wild? You can tell us that, right?
When you say wild, do you mean like?
Like the most out of control.
Most out of control. Like, I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, Adriana was a little bit out of control.
Not out of control this year.
She's not?
No, I feel like when I go out with Kiki, she's kind of out of control. She gets
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to see a little Kiki out of control.
I wonder if Adriana has a mojito this year. I know you can't answer that, but just that I'm curious.
I don't even know.
You don't even know?
But I will tell you, I will be lit on my mojito.
And I hope you are center mojito.
I mean, hopefully, because I have great nails for the mojito.
We have one last question before I know we have to let you go, but this is something we're curious about. When we, on our shows, we never were allowed to drive because there was drinking involved. You were always able to drive like your fancy cars to the restaurants. So we were like either wondering, does Larsa not drink or do they like drive your cars home? How is this working?
I normally never drink. Like I would like dip a whole drink like for 5 hours. I never normally drink. This season, however, I started drinking because Marisol is such a, like, she's my bartender. So she's like,
I love her.
So she literally is like, you need to have a screwdriver. I'm like, what is that? It sounds crazy.
Oh my
like,
God, that is such an old fashioned drink, a screwdriver. My parents used to drink that.
I don't know, but literally as soon as I see her, she's like making me a drink. And then I ask her after I'm done with my one drink, I'm like, should I have another one? And she's like, yeah, you're ready for another one.
So she's you feel it's easier to film when you're had a few drinks?
1000%. But
then the regrets are worse.
That's why this season I'm going to be crazy, you guys, because I feel like
we want crazy. We like our housewives messy.
Well, I feel like this season is going to be really good.
Yeah.
Can you do us a favor? Can you also just let Marisol know we're done with the cup? We're done.
Oh,
we don't want to see the sparkly cup. We don't want to see the straw. We don't want any of that.
I don't need anything bedazzled.
I don't want bedazzled cups. Every confessional, I need it to be done. It was even at the reunion. I was done then.
I think even Andy was annoyed with her.
Or just get her a cuter cup.
I mean, you can have a regular glass. I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much of a problem.
I don't
for
have
me.
A connection like that with like any type of like, you know, glassware. I'm
not yeah, committed not to really anything. Attached to any glassware.
What object are you most attached to, Larsa?
Probably my phone. I can't live without my phone.
That's a really good answer. Oh, many husbands? There is not really any husbands on your show. Because normally we play our final game is F, marry. We try not to say kill, but we use another word. But you guys don't really have that many options. I mean, who would we even choose from? Lenny?
Well, he's
Alexia's
kill.
Husband?
Kill.
Lenny's almost done.
Okay, Lenny's kill. So then we've got Marisol's husband, Alexia's husband, and then we've got, oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on her name, wife.
Ooh.
Oh, Gertie's husband. Oh, that's a good
Gertie's husband, yeah.
I'd probably marry
him.
He
seems like the marrying type, for sure.
You want to play this game with me now?
Yeah, you have to tell us.
I'm in so much hot water this year. You really want me to, like, marry someone?
Of course I do. I'm in hot water every day.
Hypothetically speaking. Okay, well, don't worry, nobody listens to our podcast.
Just
yeah, right. I would. So we would kill Lenny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out.
I feel like Alexia and I are more alike. So maybe I would marry her husband because we have more similarities, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So maybe I would marry Todd. And then I would have to hook up with someone.
Yeah.
Maybe I would hook up with Bertie. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what's really weird? If I ever see a guy with a girl you guys like, I could never look at him. Like, it's the weird. weirdest thing. If I ever see a guy with a girl, and
they, like one of your friend's husbands, you're like,
my friend, it could be like, if I've known like this girl has been with this guy, I could never look at him like that.
You mean like, even if they broke up, like you mean,
no. I'm not even friends with her.
So you won't be dating Kanye.
Oh my
gosh. I love that Tam. This is the problem with Tam. She'll get all on my tail for asking inappropriate questions. And right at the end, she has to give us a little.
I would never date I don't think I could date someone that like if I knew their wife or girlfriend, or even if I wasn't even friends with them, but if I even knew them, I don't think I could date them.
Yeah, that's kind of
sharing hard. Penis is a little tough.
Yeah. I don't want to share anybody's penis.
Yeah, I'm good.
But 2022, you guys.
Pardon?
I said, it's 2022. You can travel to like Mars and meet a guy.
I know we have to go, but did you ever date anybody through an app? Like, did you meet anybody through an app?
Like Instagram?
Instagram counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want to get married again?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I like being in a relationship because I feel like I'm linked to guys that I just say hi to. It's the craziest thing. And then I'm like, the guys that I really like are not even that guy.
Yeah. And are you relaxed in relationship or more type A?
I'm probably relaxed.
I'm shockingly not me.
No, really? Not her.
Well,
she wears the pants.
Well, I don't know. I wear the pants, but I'm definitely.
You try to.
I'm very scheduled.
I feel like I do like, you know, how you have a partner. For instance, like my dogs, like when I think about my dogs, I'm like, oh, when I was married to Scotty, like his voice would like get the dogs trained in like a week.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get that. Totally get that. I mean, I've been married almost 10 years, but together 12, but like he just left. He went home from Palm Springs. I'm with the kids and I'm like, oh my God, I miss you already. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I got to plan dinner tonight. Like I'm totally rely on my husband. 100%.
It's nice when it's.
And we have one more cast question. This actually came from our producer, so you can blame her later. She wants to know why so hard on Nicole and why Team Marisol?
You know what? My personality is more like, I don't like people that like, I don't like the shadiness. I'd rather you tell me to my face if you don't like something or whatever. I feel like Marisol is more like that. And I feel like Nicole is more like sneaky. No, she's not like.
Do you think that Nicole did it before she ever was fully cast on the show? Like she was trying to get research and dirt on people? Or do you think this happened after she was already cast and just like being shady?
I think it was after.
Oh, so I was wrong on that one then too.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like my personality, like I show you all my cards, right? So I'm not like, I'm not going to like talk behind your back. I don't do that. Like if I have something to say, I'll say it to your face and I'll keep it moving. Other people handle things differently, you know? So for me, like I'm like a real friend. So if you want to like be my friend, you have to be a real friend. I don't have time for like big situations. You know what I mean? I have four kids. Like I don't have time for that shit. And a lot of people are like fake.
You think?
I don't have room in my life for that. If you're not going to be open and honest. And you know what's funny? Because I feel like a lot of people like on this show always like say like, oh, I feel like you don't reach out to me or you don't. And I'm like, phone works both ways. Like you don't reach out to me. Why would I've got double the kids, double the businesses, double the headaches.
Oh, and I forgot. Yeah, they got mad at you for not following some of them.
You know, I was bullied into having to follow people and I unfollow people too. I was
like, I think you're boring.
I resent the fact that I got bullied into that. I was like, I'm like, if you're not posting things that I'm into, I don't even follow my mom, you guys.
Right.
Well, because she doesn't post anything. She's like a creeper. So why am I like following her?
It gets worse. If your mom follows you, will she fight? Like my mom will fight my battles on Instagram. I'll see it. I'm like, oh my gosh, my mom is deep into it with this person. I'm like, stop.
My mom does that too. I'm like, stop. Don't get involved.
If anyone clicks on the link and realizes you're my mom, I'm out.
Well, I have a sister who is like that. And my sister's like, I want to come there so I can film with you. And I can, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
y'all know.
Do you and your sister look similar?
Yeah. Well, she's got dark hair. She's really pretty. Yeah.
Aww. Wasn't your sister on last season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Cool. I'm trying to remember. Okay. I probably forgot, but. I'm glad we cleared the air, but we did it in person at a restaurant. I wasn't fake. I walked right up to you at your table and I was like, hey, I'm sorry. I, you know,
Thank you.
So, and I appreciate you for coming on, and we cannot wait for it to get messy this season.
Girl, it is so messy.
I can't wait. So, how much longer of filming do you have?
Maybe another month or so. Yeah. Another month. Oh, ooh. So you haven't even done your final trip yet.
She's like, I'm not saying all yes right. No. She's like, ew.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Please come on again.
Yeah, love you guys. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for
we appreciate
time.
You.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.